tonight.
One of the big differences in this game has also been at the free throw line, where the Bucks have gone 10 of 11. The Pacers just 3 of 4. They have picked up 7 points there. That's in spite of the fact that they've been outscored by 12 points from beyond the arc, where the Pacers are 9 of 21. The Bucks 5 of 15. And Indiana, though, just 2 of 8 from 3 in the second quarter and 7 of 20 from the floor, where they scored just 17 points. That is their first quarter under 20 points this season. So, as we get ready to start the second half, it'll be Indiana basketball wearing the gold uniforms, going left to right with Halliburton inbounding to Siakam. They're joined by Nembhard, Turner, and Nesmith. Bucks begin the quarter with Bobby Portis, Beasley, Middleton, Beverly, and Lopez in the green uniforms. Entry pass deflected and taken by Beasley. Malik's going into the front court. He wants to go to the cup. Puts the shot off the window and good over Halliburton. Well, Malik Beasley's fired out of a cannon to start this second half with a steal and score on the other side. Bucks by 7. Pacers with a basketball. Nesmith has it on the left wing. He's working on Beverly. Beverly plays him well defensively. Defense has been outstanding for the Bucks in the half court. Zone look here. They got the Bucks scrambling. Halliburton gets a clean look but misses the three short. Rebound a hop to Lopez. He'll give to Middleton. Chris going the other way into the front court. He's on the right wing. Hoists up a three, and he drills it. Chris Middleton with a Michelob Ultra three, and the Bucks have a 10-point lead. How about this start to the second quarter? The Bucks have caught this Pacers team a little off guard here. Give and go passing, and a missed shot from Nesmith. Rebound batted out by Beasley out to Portis. Now to Beverly. Pacers trying to close out the Bucks here tonight. They are finding it is not as easy as it looks. Portis catches the ball in the corner, pulls up on the left baseline and knocks it down. The Bucks begin the second half on a 7-0 scoring run. They've got the 12-point lead. Timeout, Indiana. A fever pitch to start the third quarter here at Fiserv Forum. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Saving money in your next outdoor project at Menards. We have the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. And it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard, making it easy to get in, out, and back to work. Shop our outdoor lumber yard today and save big money on AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. Plus, get free estimates fast for your projects on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
On Bally Sports.
Dame time, Dame time, Milwaukee!
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one. It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
The NBA app is everyone's app. Every fan of every team.
Oh my goodness.
Everyone who follows LeBron, Tatum, and Embiid in the app. Every warrior who's ready to go to battle over three-point percentages. Every streetwear king who's here for the tunnel fits. Every young buck, nugget, and grizzly who wants to take a peek behind the scenes of the league. And everyone else on this floating basketball we call Earth. Download the NBA app today. Available in the Google Play, Apple App, and Android stores.
Your Milwaukee Bucks are on the championship hunt. Throughout their playoff run, you can score big with the Fan Fuel program from Pick and Save. Go to bucks.com/fanfuel for your shot to earn 100 bonus fuel points on participating products. Then redeem fuel points at participating BP and Amoco stations. Go to bucks.com/fanfuel for details. Score your first basket for each playoff game, in-store, pickup, or scheduled delivery at Pick and Save. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Start to begin the third quarter here in downtown Milwaukee, where the Bucks have taken a 60-48 lead over the Indiana Pacers, trying to stay alive in this best of seven series, down 3-1 without either Giannis or Damian Lillard playing for a second consecutive game. Boy, this team, you wouldn't know it watching them play. They are fighting for their playoff lives and right now fighting their way to a 60-48 advantage with 10:40 to go here in the third quarter. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. So, Justin, the Bucks have not missed to start things here in the third quarter as the Pacers are 0 for 2 with a turnover. And Chris Middleton, once again, continuing to add to his legend in these parts. He is carrying the load with 20 points.
Yeah, and he's got 7 of them at the free throw line. But in this quarter, the Bucks, granted, it's just been just under 90 seconds. The Bucks have been the team that's pushing the pace. And they've thrown some different looks out there. Chris Middleton was on Miles Turner. We saw Brook Lopez matched up on Aaron Nesmith, almost as if they're saying, we know you're going to try to run the two-man game, so here's what we're giving you to work with.
Indiana has looked stymied and confused on offense when they've been in the half court, which has been far more than they would like here tonight. Andrew Nembhard's got it, sends the rocketing pass to the corner where Nesmith sends now out top to Halliburton. Halliburton crossing over on Beasley, pulls up, 15-foot shot, misses short. There's a rebound for Middleton. Bouncing off the defense from Nesmith, goes behind his back, holds on to the dribble. Boy, he's got it on a yo-yo right now. Puts the shot up and in, off the window with a foul. Aaron Nesmith called for his fourth foul, and Chris Middleton working with some real sorcery now. He is cooking with Crisco with 10:14 to go in the third. He'll have a free throw coming. Before he does, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the BMO Bucks Radio
You're
Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Free throw from Middleton spins on the rim but would not go. Bucks with a 14-point lead, though. Their largest lead here in these playoffs since the first game of this series when they were ahead 102-88. Here's Nembhard on the other side. Hands it off to Siakam. Siakam, left of the lane, defended by Middleton. Drives on him and lays it in, but they'll wave it off, say the foul was on the floor on Middleton. Second foul on Chris tonight. But again, Nesmith with that foul has to check out of the game. He has been primarily charged with trying to slow down Chris Middleton, which has not come easily for anybody in the gold uniforms here this series. Indiana with the ball now. Turner spins on Middleton, bobs and weaves and lays it in with the right hand. Well, some needed points for a Pacers team that has seen the offensive spigot turned off. Middleton loses the ball off his leg as he was trying to navigate his way through defenders as it bounces out back to the Pacers. Indiana just 2 points here in the opening 2.5 minutes of this third quarter as Halliburton's got it at the top of the arc. Sends to Siakam. Siakam tried to thread it through a crowd. It was deflected. Very fortuitous bounce to Nembhard. Nembhard on the right baseline leaves it way short. You can see that youth right now maybe showing its face with a guy like Andrew Nembhard. Second-year man in his first playoffs. Here's on the other side Beasley whipping the pass out top to Middleton. Bucks by 12 with the ball. Bobby Portis trying to add to the tally. Cannot hit the jump hook but gets his own rebound. He's going to feed and fire, and he will deposit that one up and in from 10 feet out. Bobby Portis getting the Bucks out ahead 64-50 with 8:56 to go now in the third quarter. Turner on the other end driving downhill. He's got a layup as he goes through the teeth of the defense with minimal resistance. Rare defensive breakdown for the Bucks on that interior that time. Here comes Beverly the other way being harassed by Shepherd. Got to get it across the midcourt stripe. He just does. Before 8 seconds expired. Now Lopez on the near wing. Bounce pass to Bobby Portis. He's left the lane isolated. He wants the ball in his hands. He's backing in on Siakam. Siakam being bullied right now. Portis flips up the jump hook. It wouldn't go down. Rebounded by Turner. And now Indiana going the other way. Halliburton's running into the front court. Gives it to Turner. Turner at the top of the circle. He's been quiet here of late. Now Halliburton on the left wing. Tyrese Halliburton. Sends out top to Siakam. Siakam sealed off nicely by Beasley. Now goes right at Beasley and draws the whistle and the foul. He's going to the line. Malik Beasley had a tough assignment there on Pascal Siakam, who stands 6'9", 230 against Beasley at 6'4", 187. He did a nice job initially, but it was just too much as he kept going at him, and Beasley gets called for what'll be his first foul.
Wasn't in terrible position either. I think it was the swipe down where he didn't really get that much contact, but just the visual of it, I think, is what led to that call.
Second foul on the Bucks. Siakam to the line, trying to get this thing back to a 10-point game. Free throws have been anything but steady for Siakam, and that continues as he misses the first of two. He's a 73% free throw shooter, but
He's 12 of 23 in this series.
Yeah, struggling in this series. His second free throw. He's just been struggling at large, really, since those opening two games, and he misses both free throws. Boy, what a difference a week makes. Bobby Portis bounces it off of his leg. It's in the backcourt. Pat Bev racing to get the ball. Couldn't get it before it rolled out, and they were going to use the timeouts probably just as well they didn't, because there was 1 second to get that ball into the front court, and they were out of timeout time.
Pat Beverly's claim is, look, I was fouled on that grab for the ball by Shepard.
Halliburton has it now for the Pacers after the turnover with 7:50 to go here in the third. Takes it into the defense and lays it in inside. He got to the cup and laid it in with a finger roll. I'm not sure if he thought he was fouled additionally or not, but back to a 10-point game. 64-54. Pat Bev into the front court. He's around that midcourt logo, defended on the outside by Shepard. Pat Bev working now to the free throw line. Between the rings, gets it to Middleton. Middleton whips the pass into the corner. Beasley can't hit the three. Rebound saved from going out of bounds by Halliburton. Outlet feed ahead to Siakam. Now to Shepard. Shepard got fouled, and that is what we have not seen a lot of late. And that is that run-out transition deep offense, rather, for the Pacers. As the missed three from Beasley opened the door, it was a clean look and one you got to take, but Indiana was quick to capitalize.
It's an interesting spot, too, because you built that lead up. You got a big break with Siakam missing both free throws. And then some of those bounces that we talked about, the Pacers got one on Bobby Portis, dribbling it off his foot, bringing the ball up the floor. Now they get a chance to knock this down to single digits.
But they miss again from the line. Boy, Indiana has just been wretched at the free throw line in this series. Shepard, 89% free throw shooter. Didn't shoot a lot in the regular season, but he was 23 of 26. And a miss on the first of two. His second is good. So after the Bucks open this quarter on a 9-0 run, the Pacers have tried to steady the ship. They're back to within nine. Here's a handoff. Beasley stumbles, puts the off-balance shot up, no good, but Lopez gets the rebound and then punches it through on the dunk. Brook Lopez getting the Bucks back ahead by 11. Nembhard on the other side. Gives to Siakam, now to Halliburton. Halliburton at the top of the arc. He looks left, now sends right. Turner lofts it to Siakam, right of the lane. Siakam with Beasley on him, with nice pass inside to Nembhard, who laid it in up close. And Doc Rivers going to use the timeout. Well, Indiana is starting to find some hay in the interior of that Bucks defense of late. They have got it back to a 9-point game, but they are still struggling to keep up with a shorthanded Bucks. 66-57. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
.com/camps
66-57, Bucks out in front by the 9-point advantage with 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. We're presented by BMO, official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/bucks. And Justin, it was a timeout used by Doc Rivers, and I got to think it had something to do with the fact that this Indiana offense that had struggled so mightily throughout that second quarter and even to start this third quarter, they've made four of their last five, and they have found some sort of a vulnerability that I think Doc wants to snuff out.
Yeah, and I think it was really to calm down his team, too, that the Bucks offense had started to kind of hit a halt. And again, as we mentioned, to start the quarter, they were playing faster than the Pacers. They were scoring off of defense in transition. Can't do that when the Pacers are hitting shots. And some of those coverages we talked about, the Bucks went back to their usual looks. We've seen Pascal Siakam start to get more engaged in the offense now. So I'm curious to see what looks Doc Rivers throws his way to try to slow him down.
No Dame, no Giannis once again tonight for the Bucks. But that has been, there's been no slowing the Bucks down anyway. I mean, it has been a strong showing. Bucks went down, however, in this first half by, or in the first half by as many as 14, or rather by 10 they trailed by. Have led by as many as 14, and they've got it now after the timeout with Middleton along with Portis, Beverly, and Lopez. Here's a pull-up jumper. Middleton could not hit on the mid-range jumper. Outlet feed going from Jackson ahead to Halliburton. Now to Jackson again in the front court. He whips it back. Toppin steps into the three. This is the big problem for the Pacers. They have really struggled to hit threes since a terrific start to this game. As that one caroms out, Indiana has gone just 2 for 12 since starting 7 of 11. Here's a drive inside. Lopez got fouled as he tried to muscle that shot up and inside. He's going to the line for two.
Rare minutes from Jackson on the floor here. This is the group for the Pacers, though, that is going to be most inclined to run. You can use McConnell or Halliburton. We've seen that a lot, where you get Halliburton down the floor first, and he can dictate the offense in the half court. But Obi Toppin lives off of that, so you got to be very mindful if you're the Bucks.
Jackson gets called for the foul as the free throw is good from Lopez. And you mentioned Isaiah Jackson. He's only played two games in the series through the first two, or through the first four. And in that time, only played 2 minutes a game in those two games. So he is seeing some rare time here tonight. Lopez makes both free throws after Brook. As good as he was last game when he had 27 points at the free throw line, he went 0 for 4. Here's Indiana the other way. They've got it in the front court. Dribble drive from Halliburton. Tried to pass it down low on the backdoor, but it was intercepted this time. Well, Connaughton read it well. Bucks looking to run. Feeds it to Portis. Now to Middleton. Back to Bobby. Swings it to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Connaughton couldn't hit, but a long rebound goes out to Beverly. He'll give to Lopez. Back to Pat Bev with 5:44 to play in the third. Bucks leading by 11. Lopez gets a good look using that height right over Jackson. Gets it to fall from 8 feet away. Milwaukee 70, Indiana 57. Here comes a drive, and it's knocked away from McConnell and picked up by Beverly. Feeds to Portis to the cup on the other side. He'll lay it in. Fans going nuts. Here at Fiserv Forum. Largest lead of the night for the Bucks. 72-57 and a timeout from Indiana. Bobby Portis trying to come up with a answer from the game. It is a vindication type of game for the mayor of Milwaukee after getting ejected with 5 minutes left in the first quarter last time in game four. Bobby Portis tonight has provided 17 points and 10 rebounds with yet another double-double. As Bobby Portis with double-doubles now in four of his five games he's been a part of, in each of the games that he has played the entirety of, with another double-double here tonight, his 11th career double-double.
Well, the big part is what we're seeing for the Bucks, that they're padding the lead, they're getting out and they're running. They've handled the Pacers' pressure much, much better in this second half. But look, it's ultimately, again, a make-or-miss league. Pacers started 7 of 13 on threes. They've gone 2 of 10 since the first quarter. That's a big story that we're seeing here. So it's important the Bucks keep their foot on the gas, because you can't assume the Pacers are going to keep shooting 20% for the rest of the game.
Bucks basketball is presented in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. If you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots and table games, plus new dining, bars, and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. Just 57 points so far in this game, 31 of them coming in the first quarter, but it has been Bucks shutting down this team since. Here's a pull-up jumper on the right baseline. McConnell knocks one down, and a bit of a excessive celebration, saying how finally I got one to go, as he waves his hands into the air. He was 0 for 3 prior to that, and he'd been struggling in the last couple games shooting the ball. Here's Portis on the other end. He powers the shot up and in right at Jackson again. They're attacking Isaiah Jackson, and they are having a tremendous degree of success in doing so. 74-59, Bucks back ahead by 15. Here's a bounce pass to Jackson, sends out top to McConnell. McConnell whips the pass over to Toppin. Toppin goes into the defense, and they're ain't going to get bailed out on a foul. Scott Foster is going to get the Bucks for this one. Chris Middleton's got his palms facing upward, trying to figure out what the foul call was. It was on Chris, and for Middleton, it's his third. Inbound pass goes to McConnell. McConnell has it on the right baseline. He's got Beverly all over him. Dribble drive with the left hand going laterally. Takes it inside the free throw line. Flips that pass over the shoulder. Very fortunate that Jackson was able to catch up to it with a second to spare on the shot clock. He missed everything, and that's a shot clock violation unless there was a foul call, which there may have been. They're going to have to look at this, because I don't know. I suspect that foul was called after that.
After the shot clock yeah.
had gone down. I think they're going to have to look at this. Right now, Scott Foster is huddled up with Sean Wright and Sean Corbin. And indeed, they are making their way to the scorer's table. Where was the foul?
The expiration of the shot clock.
So when was the foul called? And if it's on these, okay, so there is definitely a foul. Yeah. I was on the second effort, but was that after the clock had expired? From that last angle, it was impossible to see where the shot clock was when the foul occurred. This is key now, because if it is a foul, it's Middleton's fourth. So Chris is looking a bit anxiously up at the jumbo, trying to see himself. Ooh, I don't know. I think that's going to be a foul. Yep.
Yeah.
0.1 seconds when it occurred. So I think that is going to hold up, and it's going to be not only a fourth foul on Middleton, but it's going to have a send a Pacer to the line for two.
Quick review, too.
Foul occurred prior to the expiration of the shot clock. Fouls on Middleton.
That's a big break for the Pacers.
Because, 1/10 of a second.
Yeah, it was. They were out of options. That was about the only way they were going to get anything. But it was a foul. It was the right call. So Jackson goes to the free throw line. 72% this season. Indiana has. It has been a house of horrors going to the free throw line. This playoffs against the Bucks, where they are just 69%. The regular season, again, they were 78%. It's gone across the entire lineup, though, for Indiana. First of two on the way for Isaiah Jackson, and he knocks it down. Tyrese Haliburton, 11 points in the first half, has just 2 points here in the second half. He has 6 assists and 3 of them here in the second half, but he's been pretty quiet. Second free throw bounces over the front iron and rolls over and good. So the Pacers have it back to a 13-point game with 4:19 to go in the third. Pat Connaughton moves it ahead into the front court for the Bucks. He'll give it to Portis. Now to Chris Middleton. Middleton drives in, backs his way all the way inside, and powers it right through the defense of Shepherd and lays it in up close. Chris with 24 points now for the Bucks to lead all scores. McConnell the other way, elevates inside the free throw line and gets the shot to go. So Indiana starting to get some quick points in transition. That was off of the make. 76-63, Bucks with the lead in the basketball. Middleton on the other end. He's got it top of the arc. Working on that defense. Gives it to Portis. Portis on the handoff now. Will give it to Pat Bev on the right wing. Beverly drives. He got fouled by McConnell. So Indiana with their third team foul.
When that foul was upheld and Chris picked up his fourth, we saw Malik Beasley come to the scorer's table, presumably to check in for Chris. And Chris turned and looked at Doc Rivers and gave him the, I got this, don't worry. And Doc trusted him and sent Malik Beasley back to the bench.
And if there's anyone you're going to trust on the floor, it is that guy, Chris Middleton, about as cerebral as they come. He's got it now, top of the circle. They'll play a little more aggressively on him now. Neesmith trying to get in his way. Middleton with a head fake. He's going to fade and fire, and his shot misses front iron this time. Rebounded by Jackson. He'll give now to McConnell the other way for Indiana with 3:20 to go in the third. 76-63 lead for the Bucks. McConnell backpedals to the right wing. Looks inside now, sends out top to Halliburton. Halliburton crossing over, bobbing and weaving, driving down the lane, wraps the pass around out to the left wing. Catch and shoot three from McConnell, no good. Rebound tapped into the air, but tacked down by Middleton. Feeds it ahead to Beverly. Beverly's into the front court. Hands to Middleton. Chris drives into the paint. Sends out to Gallinari. Gallinari off to Beverly. To the corner. It's Portis. A head fake. Steps to his right. Unfurls a three. Couldn't hit. Connaughton had the ball knocked away. It's going to be Bucks basketball, though, because it goes off of Indiana. So, again, Milwaukee has really turned the tables on Indiana in terms of the rebounding battle in this game so far. They've out-rebounded the Pacers now 33-24 in these offensive rebounds. The Bucks, 9 of them to just 5 for Indiana. Middleton's going to take a seat now with those four fouls as he checks out. Beasley is in. And here comes the inbound pass for Beverly. Inbound pass from Beverly to Beasley. Beasley at the top of the arc. He's defended by Shepard. Gives it back to Beverly. Now to Beasley. He lets it fly. Three ball is pure. A Michelob Ultra 3 from Malik Beasley. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Bucks fans enjoying what they're seeing now. Bucks out in front by 16 now. McConnell drives in. He puts the shot off the back iron. No good. T.J. McConnell's scoring touch has really turned on him. He's had some big games against this Bucks team, but it has not been one tonight. Beasley, another open three, and he drills it from the right wing. And that much-sought Malik Beasley shimmy after the three is back in effect. It's been a while, but it is a sight for sore eyes. Bucks fans reveling in it. 82-63, Milwaukee with the 19-point lead now. With 2:08 to play in the third, and Indiana, they started strong, but since the end of the first quarter, they have looked much more like the young team that they are, the inexperienced team. And we talked about it coming into this, Justin, as Rick Carlisle's using a timeout here to talk to his guys. This was the challenge in clinching games. Anyone will tell you, it is the hardest part of a playoff series to finish that opponent off. And when you have not been there, there's really only one way you get to feel it. And Indiana is right now experiencing just that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's not just for young teams, but it's especially difficult for young teams. And look, it's not as though all of the pressure goes on the Pacers. If you're able to keep playing like this and win this game, you still have to win two consecutive games if you're the Bucks. But the longer this series goes, the more it's going to favor the Bucks, not only for the experience, but the unknown of what does that mean for the status of the players we're not seeing tonight.
Well, and I said this in game four as well. It was probably the first time all season.
Not just all season, in years. Well, what you're getting at, yeah.
Well, that the Bucks were not the team carrying the weight of expectation. And that's going to be the case the rest of this series for all intents and purposes, even though they're the higher seeded team. They're going to come out in a 2-3 zone here. Indiana's got it after the timeout. They'll get it down inside. Siakam swiveling inside, flips it up and in with the right hand with a foul with 1:48 to go here in this third quarter. So Indiana, they do have time, but it is looking bleak for this Pacers team as Milwaukee was on a 14-6 run before Siakam hit that. You know, amazingly, it hasn't it almost feels like for Indiana, the bigger challenge than even the defense has been offense in this game. And at the free throw line, they have been doing themselves no favors. Another missed free throw. Siakam, 1 for 5 at the line tonight. Pat Bev going the other way. 82-65, Milwaukee with the lead. We got an offensive foul. That's going against Nembhard, and that's his third. So he's got 3. Neesmith with 4. Chris Middleton's got 4 fouls. And the Bucks will have it out of bounds. Good screen there from Gallo that elicited the whistle and the foul. Inbound pass goes to Beverly. He's defended by Nembhard. Beverly around the screen for it to hail pass it to Portis. Portis pulls up. And that's 6 assists now for Beverly here in this quarter as Portis knocks down the jumper. Here's a steal. Nembhard had his pocket pick knocked away. Beasley goes driving, missed the dunk, but it goes right back to Gallinari, who got fouled, going up. He'll go to the line for 2. I'm telling you right now, this Pacers team has a dazed look on their face, don't they?
They do. And look, this last 75 seconds is important for the Bucks, because what you don't want is wasted possessions, the Pacers to hit a couple of shots and start to chip away at the margin.
First free throw is good from Gallinari.
But I, you know, you really go back to the start of this quarter with the different looks that the Bucks threw at the Pacers defensively. It seemed to get them out of their comfort zone, and they've never recovered offensively.
Second free throw is good. 10-2 run for the Bucks now. 86-65. That lead continues to balloon. 21 points separating the shorthanded Bucks team with the Indiana Pacers going full bore ahead, except with exception to Benedict Mathurin, who's been out for a long time. Toppin got fouled as he went up right of the lane. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. So the Bucks will go into the penalty with that foul. And the foul goes on Beasley. It'll be his third. So Beasley's got 3. Beverly's got 3. Middleton has 4. And Obi Toppin is at the free throw line. Toppin had been playing better in the last 2 games in Indianapolis as he knocks down the first. His last 2 games, 14 points a game, 60% from the floor. He shot 38% prior 2 games. And Milwaukee were 6.5 points a game, 35% from the field, and 11% from 3. Tonight, once again in Milwaukee, Toppin has not looked as good. 0 of 3, but he's now 4 of 4 from the free throw line, accounting for all 4 of his points. So the Bucks go the other way. Pat Bev with 6 assists in this quarter, 8 for the game. He stumbles down but holds on to his dribble as he gets it into the front court. Handed it off to Gallo, but got it right back. Now he's on the right wing, defended again by Nembhard. Pulls up on the right baseline, missed the shot. Rebound picked up off the deck by Obi Toppin. Toppin's running the other way now for the Pacers. He's into the front court, hands the ball to Neesmith. He will give it off to Nembhard. Nembhard triggers it to Siakam. Back to Nembhard, works it near wing. Now to the corner, catch and shoot 3. Shepherd can't hit. Rebound batted at a couple times, tracked down by Gallinari, and he's off and running for the Bucks. Pacers got back on defense. Game clock and shot clock almost synchronized. We've got a whistle and a foul going against Shepherd. So for the Pacers, they are going to send the Bucks to the free throw line. They are in the penalty. Danilo Gallinari is going to step to the free throw line. Gallo has played 15 minutes in this game here tonight in a set where he played his first playoff game last time out, going back to 2022 against the Hawks when he was, or I should say with the Hawks, when he was going against Miami in the first round. But he was looking at DNP's 12 of his last 19 games. And in this series, had been held out of 3 of the prior 4 games. But tonight, he's been seeing playing time, and he and Pat Bev coming in and giving this team some veteran help when they've needed it most. Shepherd got called for the foul, his first. I'm not sure what the holdup is. Actually, it's
the
Pat
ball,
Bev.
Yeah, the ball was wet, and Pat Beverly's hands were wet. Yeah,
So why was Gallinari standing at the line initially? That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's Pat Bev to the stripe, and he will miss on the first of two. Didn't dry those hands off quite enough. Pat Bev had been 9 of 10 from the line in this series prior to that, 82% for the season. A couple new faces come in, Halliburton along with Miles Turner for Indiana. Rick Carlisle knows he's got to get things dialed up quickly as McDermott's going to check in as well for the Pacers. He replaces Shepard, who will take a seat. The rookie exits stage right, and with the Bucks leading 86-67 with 16 seconds to go, Pat Bev will step back to the line in this third quarter. Another low-scoring quarter for a Pacers team that mentioned had just 17 in the second quarter. It was the first time they've been held under 20 in a quarter this year. Well, they're on the verge again with just 19 points here in the third. Free throw goes, and the Bucks lead 87-67. It has been an offensive power outage for the Pacers tonight. Halliburton on the near wing right, defended by Gallinari. Passes out top. Rejection from Connaughton, who gets in the way of Neesmith's shot, and that pretty much says it all. The Bucks defense has been stifling through the first three quarters of this game. Indiana, a season-low 94 points in game one in this building. They will be hard-pressed to reach that tally the way things are going tonight. 87-67, Bucks out in front when we come back. Fourth quarter, after this, on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Take on the work with steel. Lightweight and maneuverable, the Steel MS-162 chainsaw is as powerful as it is easy to use. Whether you're tackling spring cleanup or prepping firewood for fall, get to work with steel. Right now, you can save $20 on the gas-powered MS-162 chainsaw. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Are you ready for summer? Cousin Subs and Summerfest are teaming up once again for the return of the world's largest music festival with a special ticket offer. Simply place an order online at CousinSubs.com of $30 or more now through April 30th and receive a free weekday Summerfest ticket. This offer is not valid in store. One qualifying purchase per day per email will result in a free weekday ticket. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. For a complete list of rules, visit CousinSubs.com/Summerfest.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit PaceBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/BankCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Well, if you had the underhanded Bucks team, shorthanded Bucks team, leading by 20 going into the fourth quarter, take care of yourself tonight. You earned yourself an extra drink on the house because Milwaukee has an 87-67 advantage going into the fourth quarter. We are presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. And right now, I'll tell you what, these fans here at Fiserv Forum enjoying every minute of this thing as the Bucks season hanging in the balance, down 3-1. They are trying to send this thing back to Indianapolis, and it looks like they are in a very good position to do just that, but still not quite done yet. 12 more minutes to hold off this Indiana team. We know they can put up points in a hurry, but they have not tonight. Justin mentioned the fact that this Indiana team has only been held under 20 points twice this year. It has happened in the last two quarters of this game.
The challenge is this. You got to keep scoring if you're the Bucks. You need to keep this pace where you want it. Pacers have gone 2 of 13 on threes since the first quarter. Is that the trend, or does it start to uptick in this quarter?
Yeah, and they've gone 1 of 10 since they started, 7 for 11. So here comes Milwaukee with the basketball. Actually, check that. They've gone 2 of 15. Here's a three-pointer. That's Malik Beasley, who has found his groove again. 20 points last time out. Now tonight he's got 11 all here in the second half. And he is starting to hit those three-pointers again. We got a whistle and a foul against Beasley on the other side of the floor. That's going to be his fourth now. Malik Beasley last time out, hitting 4 of 7 from three-point range in this game tonight. He has gone 3 of 4. And where have you been, Malik Beasley? Welcome back. Nembhard sends the pass to Nesmith. Nesmith unfurls the three, left it short. Indiana just cannot buy a three. They hit a franchise playoff record 22 last time against the Bucks. They started strong here again tonight. Here's Lopez. He muscles the shot up and in off the window. And the Bucks lead at 92-67 with a minute gone now in the fourth. In the driver's seat, Indiana, 2 of its last 18 from three. Nembhard scoops to the hoop and lays it off the window and good. Bucks go the other way. Lopsided advantage here at Fiserv Forum. Lopez, top of the circle. Dribbles it low, hunched over. Going to hand it off to Beverly. Beverly defended by Nembhard. Bucks on a 10-2 run over the last 2:18, and we got a whistle and a foul going against the Bucks on offense. Lopez was away from the ball, and he got called for the foul.
You know, the one thing we did not mention is Chris Middleton checks back into the game. The Bucks built that lead up to 23 with him on the bench.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there. As Nembhard's going to try to dribble, and he lost it in traffic. He's had a rough game. Taken away by Coniston. Feeds it off to Beasley. Beasley gets another one to go in transition. Well, Malik Beasley's living right. Timeout, Indiana. Rick Carlisle is trying to stop the bleeding. He has seen his team go from leading by 10 early in this one to trailing by 25 points. 10:23 to go in the fourth. Bucks 94, Pacers 69. Playoff hoops here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's full.
Welcome back to Fiserv Forum, where here in Game 5, it has been a totally different story for the last four games we've seen, really the last three more specifically. But in fact, this is the Bucks' largest lead since we were in this building against the Miami Heat in the postseason a year ago, when it was that lopsided win for the Bucks in Game 2 of that series. 81-55, Milwaukee has the advantage. Or I should say 94-69, they've got the advantage here in this one. It was 81-55 in the third quarter of that game, as Milwaukee has really taken control. They led by 5 at halftime. At the end of the third quarter, the Bucks were able to stretch that lead to get that lead to 10, because Indiana has just had the power completely turned off on their offense, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the response you were looking for. And I think what Doc Rivers said after Game 4, where it was the disappointment was palpable, that, again, that weekend you had chances to win both. But the way that team fought and stuck in it after Game 4, through Game 4, you've seen them triple down on it in this game.
Pacers with the basketball. Halliburton going to launch one up, and he splashes it through from the top of the arc. 94-72, Milwaukee with the 22-point lead, with Halliburton getting a rare bucket to go through for Indiana. They had been just 2 of their last 16 from 3 before that make. Halliburton's got 16.6 rebounds here tonight. Milwaukee with it. Gallinari in the corner lets it fly from 3 but could not hit it. Indiana goes the other way. Halliburton's into the front court. Taps the brakes as he drifts over to his left, defended by Lopez on the switch. Now it's picked up by Beasley. He'll give it to Siakam. Siakam flips one up and no good up close. Pascal Siakam is 3 of 9 from the floor. He doesn't even look like anything resembling the guy we saw last time in this building when he put up 37 and was virtually unstoppable. Chris Middleton's got it on the other end now. He's going to fire up a 3, top of the arc, couldn't hit. Rebounded by Connaughton, back out to Lopez. He'll hoist one up. His 3-pointer misses back iron, and the rebound goes to Indiana again. Down by 22, 9-10 to go. Siakam down low, defended by a pair of defenders. It was Lopez and Beasley. Now they work it out to Turner. Turner misses the 3, but the rebound tapped out by Nesmith. Here's Halliburton teeing up another 3. No good, but another offensive board, and Siakam's going to lay it in up close. So Indiana finally starting to get to some of those loose balls, those 50-50 balls that have been very much favoring the Bucks until now. Gallinari goes the other way for the Bucks. He's going to turn it over. Taken away by Nembhard. Goes right at Connaughton and lays it in. So a quick flurry of points for the Pacers, and they have crept back to within 20. That lead was so big. The Bucks still in a very good spot in spite of a 7-0 run in about 35 seconds. We'll step aside, come back with more. 8:42 to play in the fourth, 94-76. Bucks out in front of the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fourth quarter here at Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks and Pacers are sitting in a 94-76 game. Bucks have been in control really from about midway through the third quarter on. They trailed by five at halftime, but or took a five-point lead rather into halftime. However, Indiana has really had a tough stretch here, although they have outscored the Bucks 7-0 of late. Let's take a quick look at the fourth quarter numbers presented by Network Health. They make health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. And as we look at these numbers here so far in this fourth quarter, Indiana's outscored the Bucks now 9-7 as they've managed to hit four of their eight shots here in the frame. The Bucks 3-6. Both teams are 1-4 from three-point range. And right now, Milwaukee is trying to get this one to the finish line and set the table for a Game 6 showdown in downtown Indy coming up on Thursday night at a time that is yet to be decided, assuming the Bucks finish this thing off.
You know, the other notable things from this game, A.J. Green and Andre Jackson have played a combined 10 minutes. Everybody's been calling for the young guys. We've seen some nice moments from them. It's been the vets that have been carrying this for the Bucks tonight.
Yeah. Pat Bev and Gallinari have played big minutes here tonight for the Bucks. The newly acquired guys, relatively speaking, midway through the season, those veterans. Right now, Pat Connaughton's got it out there with Portis, Middleton, Beasley, and Lopez. Middleton works it to Beasley. Beasley launches and splashes through another three. He is feeling it. Malik Beasley hits what is his fourth three-pointer here in this half. All 16 of his points have come here in the second half. Another Michelob Ultra three. Nembhard gives it to Siakam. Siakam flips the shot up and in. He needs to try to get himself righted after he'd gone 4-10 prior to that make. Bucks will move it the other way, leading 97-78, 7:57 to play here in the fourth. Beasley on the handoff to Connaughton. Connaughton, dribble drive, gets around the defense of Nembhard and lays it in. Indiana has lost their will, it seems, on that side of the floor. They are just not putting up much in the way of resistance right now. Turner sends out top to Nembhard. Andrew Nembhard will play catch back and forth with Turner. Back to Nembhard. Nembhard works it near wing right. Siakam launches from three. No good. Rebound ripped out by Turner, though. He'll hand to Nesmith. Nesmith misses the up-close shot. He was about 7 feet away. He had a clean look at it, but couldn't get it to fall. Middleton at midcourt in a dangerous spot on the court. Has it poked free by Nesmith. Nesmith trying to pick it up. Lays the shot off the window with Middleton trying to recover on the other side of the floor. Back to a 19-point lead for the Bucks. 7:04 to play now in the fourth. Inbound pass will go to Connaughton. Connaughton draws the trap in the backcourt. Now passes out of it to Beasley. Beasley's into the front court now with the Bucks leading 99-80. Trying to get across that century mark on this possession. Portis catches it left wing. He's defended by Siakam. Gets fouled by Siakam. So Indiana with their first foul here in the fourth quarter. It'll be Bucks ball out of bounds.
I think Doc Rivers saw two possessions out of the last, what, four or five, where he had a turnover right at midcourt and said it's probably time to get a ball handler back out there. No real point guard on the floor for the Bucks, and again, with no Dame, that's the spot you're going to be in for portions of this game, but Pat Beverly checked back in.
Yeah, Bucks had six turnovers the first three quarters. They had three in the first 5 minutes here in the fourth. Here's a three-point try that misses on the bomb from the right wing from Beasley as Indiana's going the other way. And a turnover. The ball is knocked away and taken by Beasley. He's going to get it to Middleton. Middleton's going the other direction for the Bucks. Chris being defended tightly by Nesmith. Picks up his dribble. Again, Middleton picked up his fourth foul about midway through the third quarter, and he has been playing with four since, and he's done a great job avoiding picking up that fifth. We got another foul going against on Nesmith, and that'll be his fifth. So Nesmith gets called for his fifth foul with 6:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. Aaron Nesmith, another tough shooting night. He has really struggled. Just 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. Mitchin came into this game tonight shooting just 27% from three-point range, or 30% from three-point range in the series. We got a whistle on offensive foul. Lopez with a moving screen. So for Brook, that's his second foul. And with 6:13 to go in the fourth, Indiana's going to have it out of bounds on the far side. Inbound pass will come from Shepherd. He gets it to Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton into the front court. Crossing over. Step back three on the way from the near wing. Leaves it short. Rebound picked up off the deck by Beasley. Malik will hand it now going the other way as he gets it over to Beverly. Pat Bev going into the front court. He's being matched up by Halliburton. Bucks by 19 in the driver's seat with 5:52 to go in the fourth. Looking to force game six tonight. Turnaround jump hook. Bobby Portis nestles that one up and in and comes away with the too small indication. Well, he's just trying to rev up those Indiana fans, isn't he? Here's a drive, and the ball gets away from Siakam. It goes out of bounds off of Pascal Siakam. So it's going to go back to Milwaukee. I'll tell you, another unsung hero in this game has been Pat Beverly. As Beverly tonight with 10 assists, a postseason career high for him tonight. He'll catch the ball from Beasley going the other way into the front court. Pat Bev tonight, 13 and 10, another double-double for the veteran out of Arkansas. As the ball was knocked away from another Arkansas former star, Bobby Portis. It goes out of bounds, rolled out off of Siakam. Siakam doesn't want to hand the ball off. Now, if that's not a delay of game warning, I don't know what
how
is.
How is that not a delay of game?
He literally would not hand the ball to Sean Corbin as he tried to hold it behind his back, and he's going to check out of the game. Toppin is in. I've seen delay of game warnings for far less than that.
And you saw Siakam looking to Carlisle, too, giving him the challenge motion, and Rick kind of said, look, it's a 21-point game with 5 minutes.
Portis feints and hits from the left baseline, and the Bucks lead by Megan 23. Here's Nesmith the other way, driving down the lane, works the pass to Toppin. He rifles it out top. Halliburton launches from three, no good. Rebound picked up by Middleton. Chris being swarmed down low. He's looking to get a timeout here as he did not want to turn it over with 4:58 remaining here in the fourth quarter. So a timeout with inside of 5 minutes to go here in regulation of this one. A game the Bucks led by 5 at halftime, led by 10 going here into the fourth. And right now, they are in a position to get this thing to the finish line and force a game six. We'll pause 10 seconds now while we have a moment to allow for stations to identify themselves here across the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball is presented by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. So with the score sitting 103-80, Milwaukee is in control here tonight, trying to rebound after losing three straight in this series after they took game one. In a similarly defensive game, this has gone next level. In that game, the Bucks held Indiana to their lowest scoring output of the season, just 94 points. But with 4:58 to go in this one, Indiana might be hard-pressed to get to that tally. Just 80 points on the board with 4:58 to go.
I mean, look, we said from the start, this is the tempo the Bucks want to live at, especially in this series. They did a good job of bouncing back and gradually dictating it. It wasn't just the Pacers missing shots. That went a long way in this, but it was some of the defensive looks the Bucks threw out there and their offense as well.
So with the Bucks starting with the basketball, they'll go right to left here. After that timeout, it is Beverly at the top of the circle, feeds it to Middleton, who slithers inside as there was no one between him and the rim, and he'll have an easy layup. And another assist there from Pat Bev. 8-2 run for the Bucks. Beverly with 11 assists. Portis comes away with a steal at midcourt. He's going the other way, and he will fuck it home. Well, Indiana appears to have folded up the tents. They are looking ahead to game six, where they will have another chance to try to clinch this thing. But I'll tell you what, they are learning the hard knock rules of the NBA. It is tough to close teams out come playoff time, regardless of your experiences. Toppin splashes through a three to snap an 8-0 run. Here's Beasley. Sends it to the corner. Lopez has the ball roll off his foot, but it's going to be picked up by